usually get asked, like, what's the craziest job I've ever had? I was almost drowned in a fish tank, swimming aerial underwater with a snorkel and goggles. Like, and I almost drowned on that one.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast! Woohoo! I am so jazzed and excited to be here today. I'm going to announce Cosmo is joining me in the canoe again!
How you doing, Dare?
I am energized. I'm ready to go. Ready to steer the canoe today!
Right?
How are you feeling back there? I feel like I haven't checked in on you in a bit. You always ask me about me. Now it's my turn to ask me about you. How are you?
I'm feeling great.
Feeling great.
You know, good. Busy, which is good. Getting stuff done. It's going to be a great summer.
I think so, too. Yeah. I really feel like this summer is, like, kicking off. Lots of things happening. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's how we roll in L.A., baby. Everybody's got, like, 85 projects.
Speaking of 85 projects.
You stole my segue. I love that. Yes, we can share the segue. Speaking of 85,000 projects, we brought in a very special guest who, like Cosmo and I, balance so many plates, wear so many hats. Writer, director, into fitness, like, what's it called? Bodybuilding. Oh, my gosh. So many amazing things. And puppetry. Welcome, Vera Vanguard.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. Holy moly.
Like, I have met you in so many strange places. Yes. I had to bring you to my place.
Oh, thank you. And it's all thanks to Cosmo, too. We've been friends for like 20 years.
Yep.
Wow. We go back. Yep. Like, this goes back to crazy times.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like the beginning of the beginning.
My L.A. life.
No way. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You knew Cosmo when he was a baby cosmonaut.
A zygote. Like it was like, oh, little
astronaut in diapers.
Should we tell some embarrassing stories about Cosmo? Is that what I'm...
There's no such thing as embarrassing stories.
No.
I have put him in embarrassing things
as
an actor.
Oh.
But, you know, we all go through that.
Yeah.
Stage.
Listen, for those of you who are watching or listening, check out Goth Girl and check out Building vs. Good and Evil.
Yeah.
And look you'll at see you.
You'll see poor Cosmo. Baby Cosmo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Acting.
Or
acting.
Well, being himself.
We're all acting in that.
No, I'm just in the background with a diaper.
Oh, really?
We have done numerous kung fu fights with each other.
I saw some of the choreography that you both were doing. You were killing it. Oh,
right?
My gosh.
Yeah.
So for people that don't know you, like, how would you describe all of the things that you do? Let's start there, because you do so many things.
Well, where to begin? I started as a musician, and that's what actually, because I play the piano, gave me the idea to send a picture of my hands, like, someone's got to want musician hands, to a body parts modeling agency.
Ooh.
And they took one look at my hands and said, you have the most perfect little kid hands we've ever seen. And from that day forward, I was a child-sized hand model, and that's what got me to puppeteering toys and toy commercials. I've done, like, hundreds of toy commercials. Like, every toy over the last 12 years, like Hot Wheels, Barbie, Monster High, you name it, I've done it. And it developed this really weird set of skills that I was like, you know, no one's ever done a Playmotion feature film. So during COVID, where I'm like, you know, we're all going crazy. Like, what are we going to do that can't have people in it? Oh, yeah, puppets.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So it just, like, blossomed out of, like, lockdown into a insane project.
Basically, you went from handjobs to puppets.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Different kinds
literal
of
hand photography jobs. Yeah, I love that. That is so cool to hear that, like, you just simply took one step, one action, and
it
where it's led
your life.
You.
Yeah. Like, who thought I had little boy hands? Like, little 10-year-old boy hands. And you've seen these hands in every, like, Hot Wheels. I'm the one launching the car.
Yes.
I'm the one turning Barbie's head when she's doing this. Like, it's such a weird set of skills because it's, like, nothing you can imagine. You're usually under a set puppeteering over your head watching a monitor. So it's like, that answers the question of, like, why can't kids do it? Because it's such a weird skill set, and they don't have the motor skills. And also, a lot of the times, it's just, like, this one-of-a-kind prototype that they're like, here you go, adult person with child hands. You don't hand it to a 10-year-old and go, when they're like, yeah!
Yeah, good luck, kid. Please don't break it.
Please.
But also, it makes this leeway for kids so that way they can be back in school and, like, learning and doing what they're supposed to be mm-hmm. doing. Because a lot of times, there now are, like, rules and regulations yes. on kids being on set. Yes. So there's also, like, a safety and, like, yes. you should be in school kind
of. So they just film this part of the kid for the hours that they can have him. And all mm-hmm. the close-ups, I'll come in and I'll precision drive that car. I mean, I've done crazy things. Like, I usually get asked, like, what's the craziest job I've ever had? I was almost drowned in a fish tank, swimming aerial underwater with a snorkel and goggles. Like, and I almost drowned on that one.
I will not
forgive that director.
They just, like, forced you to stay under longer than you could breath hold, or?
Well, I had a snorkel. Like, the producer called the day before, and they're like, hey, do you have a snorkel? I'm like, sure, odd question, but why?
Yeah.
Just bring it tomorrow. And they wound up dunking me in this giant tank. And I'm like, there's a picture of it somewhere on my Instagram of me, like, swimming aerial through this giant tank, just dying.
Oh, my gosh. But that is crazy.
I'll do anything. You know, you're an actor. Yeah, you do anything to get the shot.
Well, and I've also done underwater modeling.
Yeah,
so
think
I get
about
that.
It later. Like, yep. You drowned, whatever.
Yes, and, you know.
Yes, that's... and anything you want, director, sir, ma'am.
Hey, 50 bucks is 50 bucks.
50 bucks yeah. is 50 bucks. It's a tank of gas now.
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. Don't even
Not even
get
for some of us.
So is it safe to assume then that, like, your DeLulu has something to do with puppetry?
Absolutely. I want these things to make me billions. Billions of dollars in merchandising.
Yeah. Introduce us to your friends here. Okay. I'll move my LaBooBoo out of
there. Oh, I love your LaBooBoo.
Sorry, you don't belong.
Aw.
He's not as cool.
So these are the stars of the feature film Apocalypse Love. And this is Tom. He's the lead actor. And that's Izzy, who I voice. And her voice sounds nothing like my voice.
Oh, okay. Character
she's,
acting.
She's like very goth.
Oh.
And she's his ex-girlfriend. And the story is, it's an emo gothic love story set in a zombie alien apocalypse. Because of course it is.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, naturally.
It has to be. Reality's so boring.
So boring.
Let's make it fantastical.
Yeah, so the story is aliens come down and they reanimate the dead. To become this army of killers. And so they don't, you know, they're just out to, like, plant weed and smoke it.
Hey, okay. So it's not, like, a child-themed
show. It's
not
child-themed, but...
I love it.
Oddly, kids love it.
Oh my gosh, really?
And parents just... It's sort of like, you know, Beavis and Butthead. Sort of like parents didn't know what they were letting their kids watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I play in that realm. It's all clean. Like, the language is super clean.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things that I could, once I tell you what it is, you'll never unsee it.
Ooh.
But there's so much dirty things. I always hide so much dirt in all my very clean things that I make. But yeah, she's the ex-girlfriend, and he winds up digging up his currently dead girlfriend out of the grave so that she's not turned into a zombie and runs around with her trying to... bring her back to life through a magic spell that one tricks him into thinking she can do.
Oh, okay.
And along the way, they make allies with, like, incredibly weird character types. Because, like, who would be a survivor in a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah,
it wouldn't
normies.
Be normies. They would be the first to go.
Yeah, it's the people that all have odd jobs.
Yes.
Like gardeners.
Because they have shears to stab. And
yes, or like truckers, I
truckers,
feel like.
Truckers, they just mow them down.
Content creators, definitely.
Oh, there's no more wily people than content creators.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. Where did you come up with the storyline? Was this just something you've thought about for a very long time in the back of your brain? Really?
Yeah. It's,
like, for years?
You know, it's like Cowboys and Aliens. Like, I was like, what is what's another, like, weird combo of mm-hmm. things? Zombies and aliens. And I'm not the first to do this. You know, Ed Wood did it in his Planet 9 or whatever, Space and Planet 9. And so I'm not the first to do it. I just do it with puppets instead of...
But are you the first female to do it?
Of course I am.
Yeah, there you go.
Heck yeah.
Yes, yes. Love that. We need more women in, like, directorial roles.
Of course, of course.
Just more in general with, like, creativity. Because I feel like sometimes, I don't know, women are just sometimes put down so often for, like, thinking outside of the box or, like, being called crazy, you know, is one that always bothers me. But I love mm-hmm. that you are stepping into so many of these roles and... places and just like owning it, bringing your story to it. Mm-hmm. I love that.
And it's all done with play motion. You actually see the hands puppeteering these guys like in the movie. And it's part of the joke of like, is it a puppet movie or is it a bunch of kids playing with toys acting out the movie?
Oh, okay. I love that. And it's called play motion.
Play motion.
Gotcha. Play motion. I didn't know that was a terminology.
I didn't either. I was on a G.I. Joe podcast and apparently they do that with G.I. Joe figures on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Wait, so do you do a lot of podcasts that are like people that are all in the puppetry niche?
I try as many as I can, but these guys were specifically G.I. Joe podcasts, and I was like, well, of course, Shipwreck has been, like, my boy since I was a little kid, so so I went on there and told the story of how I had a crush on Shipwreck when I was a little kid.
Yes!
I think I became a woman with Shipwreck, I don't know.
Yeah! Oh my gosh, I didn't even think of there being a podcast that's, like, G.I. Joe coded and... That is so, everybody has a podcast nowadays, and I love it, with their own
flavor.
Niches.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes them all, like, so special and different, is, like, everybody just has their own kind of corner of the internet sort of vibe. Mm-hmm. But you not only live in, like, the puppetry corner, like, you've done a lot of bodybuilding, like you said, you started in music, and do you still dabble in a lot of those other ventures that you're in, or have you kind of strictly stuck to puppetry for a bit?
Well, I still do a lot of hand modeling in commercials because I still want to stay relevant there. And basically, part of my delusion is I want to make a TV series with these guys, which is where you come in because in the TV show, there are pink lady aliens. In the movie, there's green aliens because they smoke so much weed, they go from gray to green. Mm-hmm. But in the show, there's a bunch of lady aliens and they are the space... kind of scientists, and they're the ones that anally probe everyone.
Oh my gosh.
So you would be a pink lady alien.
Ooh, okay, I'm obsessed with that. Wait, would I be a puppet though?
You would be
everybody would be a puppet, right?
Everybody is a puppet.
Oh my gosh.
Pink alien club.
Yes!
I just want to probe you with my pink alien club.
Yes, we'll get Chapel in. She'll write a song.
Of course.
We'll know her. We're friends.
Great.
Oh, I love that. So you're starting to like come up with the storyline for it, or you already have this TV show planned out?
It's all written, actually. I already wrote the first season. I just want a production company to come in and go, hey, I make 24. Let me make this with you.
Have you started pitching to anyone?
Not yet, but I'm waiting to get the screening of this movie next month. We're doing it at the Chinese Theater, part of Dances with Films.
Oh my God.
June 22nd at 6:15. Go see it, please.
Yes!
We'll all be there. We'll all be there.
Yes.
Say hello to all of us. The puppets will be there. Say hello to them. Take a picture with them.
Oh my gosh. Wait, is that like an event that we can buy tickets for?
Yeah. Dances with Films. It's a film festival and it's a huge one. It's one of the top five in LA. And
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. These guys are going to be on the big screen.
Yeah. Like, I do feel like you are always like boots on the ground at events, which is why I always see you in like, not strange places, but like I'll be at something that someone invited me to and I'm like, sure, I guess I'll go do this thing. And you're always there. Like,
because
do you
gotta
sleep?
No, you got to be everywhere. Like the opening of an envelope. You got to be there. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And also we cosplay. So we see each other at con a lot. Mm-hmm. And usually she's like mobbed by people. And I'm
kind of, I don't know.
She gets mobbed by people.
Yes, she's mobbed by people.
I feel like sometimes, it just depends on like the moment, because I did a con recently where I had a booth, and like Sunday was so slow, and I was like, this is humbling.
But Sunday's just slow for everyone.
Yeah, you're right. I did see pictures of your Power Girl, and I love.
Thank you. I have a cosplay this year that will also be... so good. I'm like, I can't wait to show it. It's not a secret. I don't like who's gonna go and
spill the tea.
It's gonna be She-Ra, Princess of Power, 1980s.
Ooh, nice. Are you building?
Oh, it's built. It's ready to go. I'm just waiting for LA Comic Con to debut it.
Oh, we're debuting at LA Comic Con.
Isn't
that in like October?
That's how far in advance I plan. I'm not a last minute kind of gal. Like who knows what's gonna happen in September or even August, like, maybe you don't have time. So I'm like, okay, gotta think. Gotta plan.
Yeah.
Gotta plot.
So, do you not do San Diego Comic-Con?
Probably not this year. I always get a pro badge to that, but then, like, the logistics of going to Comic-Con in San Diego is, like...
Like, it's a marathon.
It is.
Well, just getting there and finding I rough it. I like floor space and wherever anyone has a couch, a pillow, like you're just trying to survive.
Yeah.
For like 3-4 days straight. And I'm usually part of the indie film panel. So I'm there teaching with those guys, if they have me again. But
I didn't even know there was a film panel. Like, I need to go.
It's 4 days, and every day they talk about a different, like, casting and filming and editing. Like, every day is a different aspect of the indie filmmaking.
This is why I'm not working as much, is because I need to be at these panels, like, headshot resume ready. Like, I just need to be like, hi. Like, book me. I will also play marketing for you.
Hey, you went to the writing panel that I was on at WonderCon or LA Comic Con, and you met David.
I did. You're right. I was at that one, and then we met David, and then he came on the show. Writer director of Brightburn. So
there you go.
I know. I really need to carve out more time. The problem is that like everybody goes to conventions with like a different mindset where it's like, oh, if I get like the most, like I'm aiming for more videos or like more photos, and like it's not like I'm burnt out on that, but I definitely feel like I am past the, like, oh, I want everybody to take my photo phase. Yes. And I'm more into, like, the networking phase.
Yes, same. Yeah. Absolutely same. I still like the, hey, can I get your picture? Mm-hmm. But, like, I do also, as, like you say, I want to go and I want to make friends, and I go hang out at the film panels. And there's lots of opportunities for that at LA Comic Con. I'm a moderator for the Geek Fest film panel with all the women of horror. I've done that 2 years in a row now.
Janisha.
Yeah, Janisha. Janisha's going to be also a Pink Alien.
So. Oh!
Janisha is, God, she's phenomenal. She's
everything.
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 That girl has a career that we all could just aspire to.
I see her Instagrams. I'm like, of course.
So we need to get her on the pod. Is that what I'm?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. She is amazing. She brings so much great energy.
Actually, I'm not gonna be at LA Comic Con. I'll be at Wonder at.
Look at Cosmo.
You're not gonna be at LACC. You're doing
Wasteland Weekend.
Yeah,
it happens on the same freaking weekend.
What a weird year. Like, why? What?
Well, usually the Wastelanders are not overlapping with Comic-Con people. No. So
LA Comic-Con last year was in December, which was really nice.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I liked it better when, like, I didn't love when it was in December.
You didn't love it?
No, I really didn't, because I felt like, I mean, there was only 1 year when it was in December that I had a booth.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like sales were up because people were like saving money for Christmas.
That was last year.
That was a long, long time ago. No, it was the, sorry.
Bless you.
No, you're good. I'm trying to think of, it was the year that I did the Full Armor Samus. Ooh. And I'm losing my mind on what.
That's when Christy was across from you, right?
No, it wasn't.
And Joni was next to you, right next to you?
Oh, yeah. Yes. You're right. Uh-huh. Yes. Yep.
She was in Rogue, and you're in Samus.
But it was so slow for me that year, and then last year was insane. So I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I feel like it's so tough to like pick when or like what's the best time for something. Yeah. You know.
You guys should definitely like get together and like go to some of these panels.
Say we are. We're together right now.
Well, for LA Comic Con.
I was like, hello. I know we really should. Like,
we should, yeah.
I've often wondered like how can we bring more reach to the panels, because like even when I advertise like the ones that I'm on, which they're not like all about me, it's like I usually, you know, wrote something with other people to collaborate, but like it is hard to get people to go to panels because I think that there's like this stigma that like, oh, I go there just to get air conditioning or to sit down, when it's like, no, like there's really talented people there to listen to and to just learn something from them. But I feel like that community that doesn't like panels is like usually the WonderCon people. Like I feel like at San Diego people are like stoked for the panels.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've never been to a panel.
Are vastly different too, you know.
I've never been to a panel at San Diego Comic Con. There's just so much crap going on at San Diego Comic Con.
Just walking from one spot to another is like hours. You'll never make it.
Yeah, and it's not even like a lot of them are inside the convention. It's like at another hotel that you either walk down to. So it's nuts.
Yeah, the film panel is the hotel next door. So like, who has the time to Also, like, if you're cosplaying, like, you're getting up early and it's just a, you,
it's a marathon.
It's a thing. Just getting your costume and just moving two steps at Comic-Con, it's impossible.
But that's why we love it. Like, you know, it's a lot of work, but, like, it's, I don't know, by the end of it, I always feel like it's worth it. Like, there's always some little, like, nugget of, like, oh, I networked with this person, and, like, maybe something will come from it. Like, I recently had a Zoom callback for a feature film, and it's because they saw me on Ben Pace's show, which I've talked about this now, like, twice on here. But it's cool how the cosplay community, like, bleeds into the acting community and the voiceover community and the puppetry community. Like,
of course,
it's all just like a bunch of people that are creating and making, which is incredible.
You know, it all overflows because also we're in LA and we have the balls, like Labyrinth and Vampire Ball and all those balls, and we
I thought you meant like we got the ball.
We have the balls too.
Like we got the
balls. We got
LA's
the,
got balls.
Literally, like normies love to dress up around here too. Yeah. So to go to these like massive events, and you know, you meet I've met photographers at these balls and producers and all of these incredible people. It overlaps because LA is huge, but it's really small because the people that work and are pursuing things, it's a very small amount. People that talk, very large amount, but people that actually are moving and doing stuff and filming stuff, very small community. And the higher you go, the smaller it gets, like it's a pyramid.
Yeah. I love watching your episode on the Cosmo show because I really loved how you talked about that people that move to LA, you know, we kind of have this mentality of like, oh, like wait till you see me. And like you even talked about how you transitioned from music into like writing, directing, or no, it was acting into writing and directing, and how you're waiting for somebody else to give you that opportunity. And sometimes it's better just to create your own thing. And I thought
that's what this is.
Yeah. And I felt like you put it in like such a great way because I feel like there's so many creatives out there that get stuck in the like waiting for someone to recognize you and waiting for someone to pluck you from obscurity when it's like, you can do it yourself.
Well, how is that person going to know you in obscurity if you're not doing something? Like, like the days of walking down the street and like, you're going to star in my movie.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Isn't that wild how like people used to get discovered from the mall?
Yeah.
Right.
And now it's like, you wouldn't dare like talk to anybody at the mall, let alone be like, want to be in my movie? Because
they'll rape whistle you.
Like, go talk to me. Pepper spray them. It's just such a different like dynamic now, I suppose.
Yeah,
it's totally different. I mean, now everyone gets discovered from TikTok or or YouTube or Instagram. So you know, make yourself known.
Yeah, definitely. It's crazy how social media has like made it also like equally easier but also equally more difficult,
right,
in certain senses.
Yes, because you can, it does put you in a box, and then you have to show them how diverse of a talent you are, and it's a thing. It's a lot of work to try and convince people who already preconceivedly think you're one thing or another that you're like, hold on, I got all these other talents. Like you sing and you act and you do podcasting and cosplay, and that's just right off the top of my head, and that's just because I'm a stalker. So
aren't we all? We all stalk each other. it's approved stalking though, because it helps us in the industry.
Yes. Yeah.
So you've got this big film festival coming up with your puppets.
Yes.
And is there another film festival you've submitted for, or like what's next with this film?
So this is our 34th film festival.
These little
guys have been just like jiggling their way into the hearts all over the world.
Love it.
This is probably the biggest film festival that we're getting into. I'm sorry, I have to squeeze this little paw. I know, they're so plushy.
They're so cute.
I want them to become little plushies that everyone can have in merchandising.
Yeah,
that's part of my delusion. The $1 billion.
Here, hang out with the little blue.
I want them to do that. Them to look like that guy. Yes, rub off all that
good vibes. Good vibes.
Yes.
So this is your 34th.
34.
So you've that's so many, and that's, you said, around the world.
Around the world, everywhere.
Wow.
They're loved in like the Norwegian countries. They love puppetry there. And by the way, these guys were made in Slovenia.
No way.
Yeah, they were made by, I found this doll maker on Etsy, and she made these dolls to spec for me. I'm like, they're all hand painted, and she didn't make them on Etsy, but I'm like, this is the person, like, who will make me the dolls. And she made these to my specification. They're very floppy, so you can puppeteer them in any way you want. They're like,
Oh, that is so cool.
And he's emo. He even has like a little side chain.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes. He's like, I'm different than the other kids. Like, or wait, are they so kids emo. Or are they young adults?
They're 19-year-olds.
They're 19. Okay, so they are young adults.
They're like literally a year out of high school and already going through a zombie alien apocalypse.
Think they know everything.
Yes, and they have a love triangle. It's crazy. It's so sordid. They're in a band together. She's a rock star. I didn't even introduce her. That's Izzy. She's a machine gun toting musician rock star. Like, she's an actual rock star.
Yeah.
And they used to be in a band together, and then he leaves her for her best friend, who's a cheerleader. And that's the girl who's dead that he digs
she
up.
She was a scanner boy.
It's a whole thing.
Oh, I love it. I love the lore and the drama.
Oh, it's so much drama.
Do you have videos on YouTube about any of the process?
Yes. They're on our Instagram. As we're going toward the film festival, I will be making a video with each of the puppets, like, individually for the film festival to, like, drum up, like, hi.
Yeah, that is so puppet cool. Film. And your plan is to actually have, like, a full-featured film, right?
This is a
full feature. Oh,
and
excellent.
I want to make a TV series out
That's
of it.
That's what it is. So TV series,
out on Tubi and whatever.
Actually, you could see it for free on fearpix.com and momitoo.com. So if you want to see it right this very moment, it's on those two websites.
Oh, that's awesome. And they don't, like, penalize you in the film festivals for having it accessible, right?
Well, what we're doing is we're debuting my distinctive directorial cut.
I see. Okay.
So it's like a whole new thing. So everything that's been showing has been like a different edit. So this is like my cut.
It's the version that you prefer to
that's
have it.
My
yes.
preferred version.
Your preference. My I preference. Love that.
And I edited it, so.
Oh, wow.
Here's how you get anything done. You have to do it all yourself.
Yeah.
You have to write it, you have to produce it, you have to puppeteer it, and you have to edit it, and then you have to color correct it and submit it to a distributor.
You color correct, too?
Yeah, I did the whole thing, everything. I had incredible help with some of the CGI, and, of course, the sound guy, Brandon Miller, did. Like, I literally... if you know film terms, I handed him an MOS jiggly doll movie, and he went and made it alive. Because, you know, sound is everything. It's everything.
It's so important in film.
And can I mention the amazing soundtrack? It's all EDM and emo goth rock, all original music that was given for the movie. Basically, I called every single person I know that does music, and I'm like, hey, so I'm doing an emo zombie alien goth movie with puppets.
It's casual
Totally casual.
Totally just can I have like your best music? And everyone said sure. Some of the music on this is we have John Fryer, who produces Depeche Mode.
Wow.
We have the vegan black metal chef who's also a YouTuber. He gave us some. Actually, his clothes are very much based on the vegan black metal chef. What he wears on the daily, because we're friends, and I can cook an amazing vegan meal thanks to him.
Okay.
We gotta have you on Jackie's Kitchen Kitchen.
Oh my god, I would do a good vegan thing for you guys.
That'd be great. Anyway. We're just gonna make you collab with all of us.
Sure, I'm part of the family now.
I'll just have
the puppets in the background, like, stirring. Well, she cooks up a spell, so she's in the kitchen. With the Satanic Cookbook, which is his... That's spelled S-E-I-tanic.
Oh, my gosh.
For, like, the vegan Satan.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
So, yeah. Shout out to the vegan chef.
There you go. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. What a whirlwind. Man. Yeah. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
Oh, Oh, you'll be there, so you'll see.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, you're right. I am going to be there.
She's
going to
be
tickets.
There. You're going to be on the red carpet with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. We have a Cosmo Network family outing.
Yes, ooh. And Cosmo's going to be on the red carpet too. Because,
yeah, I'm going to film it. I'm going to see if we can go live.
I hope so. I would love that. See if we can go live.
At least for the red carpet, at least. That'd be really cool. And then afterwards, we'll do like the.
I would love to do a live of the audience reaction to the movie, because the whole entire time, I love watching the reaction of the audience, because it's such a cute little movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so cute. Like, everyone in the audience literally sits through the whole movie like this.
After a while, you don't see the hands.
You don't. Yeah. You forget
you just
the hands
see the puppets. Yeah. It's just freaking, yeah. I've seen it like 5 times already.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's really super good. Superman, really yes. Good. Yeah.
I support all my friends, and I overwatch a lot of things. Mm. So, remember that.
Thank you. Aww, it's a great little story. I like to wrap stories up. I'm not like dun dun dun. Maybe no. I wrap all my feature film projects. This is my third. I wrap up with like a nice little, like satisfying bow. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't need to be like dun dun dun. The little hand crawls along. Like we could start the next one.
Little child hand.
Actually, in the TV series. My hand will be playing a zombie hand. Like, I'm going to have it all zombied out, and it's going to be part of, like, it's going to be a little zombie kid hand.
I love that.
But, like, this size to them, because it has, like, mutated into a giant hand.
Ooh.
I don't want to give away too much.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But there will be anal probes. Exclusive. Anyway, yeah.
Pink alien ladies with anal probes. It's going to be great.
Well, I don't want to give away what's in the anal probe, but it's shiny.
Oh, it's very shiny. Ooh, we like shiny.
It's so shiny.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited now. Oh my goodness. So many exciting things to look forward to.
Yes, yes.
And so the event, when is it again? What are the dates?
June 22nd at 6:15 p.m. at the Chinese TLC Theater in Hollywood.
And it's like red carpet attires,
yes,
right?
Of course. I'll be gothed out.
Excellent. Because, you know, very good.
We're on brand. Everyone come goth.
Yeah. I could bring like all my labubus dressed in like goth
outfits.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's hella support.
Cosmo just dresses like, that's just
Cosmo.
I'll dress up darker.
He has darker than black.
Yeah. I have like a black evening gown dress. Ooh. I could wear that, but it might be a little much. Ooh.
No.
It's got like a low back and it's all like sparkly.
And
you know what? You're probably right.
Stand out. It's LA.
Hey, it's a black film loves. Festival. Who knows who's going to see you and be like, hey, be in my movie.
Right. Honestly, I need to be more boots on the ground. I need to That's be there. I'll have a headshot in my purse.
Yeah, I'd be like,
whoosh. I'll just be like, you let me know. I'm available.
Just have a whole portfolio of headshots. Like, hey.
Just hand them out like business cards.
Yeah.
Or just put them on the business cards with the QR code.
I mean, that's how you make it in LA, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just being ready, being out there. Especially,
it's
like,
true.
Film festivals are a great place to meet other
absolutely,
people.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Ugh, I need to go to more. It's a crime that I haven't gone to more film festivals.
You will. You
I
will.
Do.
We shall.
You will.
I will. Well, where can everybody find you on social media?
I'm at Vera Vanguard, and the movie is at Apocalypse Love Movie, and it's also... apocalypselovemovie.com. If you want to get some tickets, that link will be up shortly.
Ah, yeah.
We actually
check it out.
They were announced on Deadline today, so.
No way!
Yeah, I was like, oh my god!
And that's incredible.
And then I went to the Dances with Films webpage and it was crashed. I was like, oh.
That's a good sign.
It's a great sign and a terrible sign. Like,
oh,
get your stuff in gear, guys.
Get your shit together. I can swear. It's my show.
That's right.
Also, don't forget to check out the episode on the Cosmo Network, or the Cosmo Show, so that way they can see more of your lore and how you got started. And mm-hmm. It's a really great episode. And there's some like teaser clips of your past work in there.
Yes, yep. And clips of me and Cosmo beating each other to senseless pulps.
Yep. And also in fan film films. Reactions.
Yes.
And fireside chats.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So many things. I love that you both collaborate so much.
Oh,
it's truly the LA way.
It is.
She helped me out when I first moved out here, and I'm just like, I got a return favor. That's what I love.
He is. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, and it's really perfect for what you're doing, too, is that, like, you know what it takes to direct, write, film, and then you both are reacting to it like a show that someone else has made, mm-hmm. and you can give some, like, really helpful insight that... Not a lot of people know what it's like to direct.
No.
No.
Or write.
No.
Produce.
Or color correct. Or sound. Or any of it. Like, it's It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a miracle. Literally anything gets made. And that's why the budgets in the big studios are so high. And meanwhile, we're like, just give us $1 million to things that we can do with that money.
Yeah.
Just begging to pay some of your people. Yes. You're like, I can pay them in pizza, but like, it's not going to last.
I know. They have like bills.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, bills. Well, thank you all so much for joining us on this Delulu Canoe episode. Don't forget also to check out the Cosmo Network. And also, we're going to be taking this over to Patreon, where those of you on the $10 tier ask some very interesting questions that are more about you and your lore. So we're really excited to step right on into there. It's only $10 a month. It's very inexpensive. Maybe don't buy yourself a coffee this month. So you can check out our amazing guests that we've had on for some exclusive Q&A time, or become a free member. Free members, every once in a while, I'll throw out a free episode. So join for free if that's all you got. We would love to see you there. And be sure, everybody, to stay Delulu, because it's the Salulu.